You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
What is going on? Welcome to episode number 563 of Locked On Raptors for Monday, September 9th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors. We can find links to every single episode of the podcast. And, of course, please make sure you're checking out all of our offerings on the Locked On Podcast Network, whether you're a football fan, a baseball fan, a basketball fan, whatever it is, you can find your thirst to be quenched on the network. I don't know. There's lots of stuff for you to listen to. Go listen to it. That's about it. All right, on today's show, let's get into it because this is a much anticipated episode of the podcast. About 15 months ago was the last installment of the Locked On Raptors Trivia Tournament, which was a thing we did last year when things were a little bit dead in the middle of the regular season. Then I was stupid and did not really time it well, and then the playoffs happened, and then the Raptors fired Dwayne Casey after the playoffs. They lost to the Cavs, they hired Nick Nurse, they traded for Kawhi, and then they went and won the title, and there was never really a time to squeeze in the conclusion of the tournament, so we were stuck on halfway through the quarterfinals with six people still standing, two through to the semis, that is, and then two quarterfinals still left to play. So today on the show, quarterfinal number three is going down, baby. 15 months after the last one, it's very exciting. I'm so happy to have it back. Thanks to Dan Grant, former guest of the show and current person in the semifinals, waiting for his opponent, for getting on my ass about bringing the tournament back. I'm very happy to have done so. And so now we are here on the Mike James side of the bracket. The contestants today are the three seed, a regular guest on this show, of course. It's Vivek Jacob. What's going on, pal?
Nothing much. Just hanging out, doing some tennis coverage, although that's finally done, and ready to start vacation.
Where are you going?
I am off to Calgary and Edmonton, and going to hang out with my cousin for a bit.
Awesome.
Who I haven't seen in a while. I'm looking forward to it.
Go see some mountains. Mountains are cool.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I expect to see a lot of things, a lot of different things. I've never been to Calgary before, so hoping to see a lot of new things.
Yeah, it's I would recommend going to the mountains and just like driving through them for many hours. I could look at mountains all day long. I don't even need any sort of entertainment. Just put a mountain in front of me and I'll look at it and marvel at it. It's kind of like looking at the stars for me. It's like, that's a thing that exists and I don't really know how to comprehend it. It's all very cool and large. On the other side of the matchup is the 7 seed, who is a returning guest of this podcast, of course, a former writer at Raptors HQ and Montreal's own Russell Peddle. What's going on, pal?
Oh, not much, man. I'm just thinking about the fact that since we last did this, my wife and I conceived a child that's now 5 months old.
So many things have happened since we last did this. You had a kid. The Raptors won a goddamn title. Kawhi Leonard had an entire stint with the team that is now over. It's been a while, and I'm glad we've brought it back. And so I'm getting some feedback again, but we'll sort through that. It's all good. Sorry for the audio issues. This three-way recording sometimes is a little bit tricky. But anyway, a bit of a reminder of what this is all about. There are 7 trivia questions that I will ask. And Russell and Vivek will have to buzz in with their answers. They say their name to buzz in. If they get it correct, they get a point. If they don't get it correct, the other person has a chance to steal the point. And the 7th question of the 7 is a multi-answer question called the Battle Round. I think that was the dumb name I thought of back in the day when I was building the concept for this podcast series. So yeah, that's what it is, the Battle Round. There's multiple answers that go back and forth, 3 strikes and you're out, and lots of points up for grabs there that could potentially swing the outcome of the matchup. What you guys are playing for today is a spot in the semifinals on the Mike James side of the bracket against number 9 seed from the score, John Chick. Dan Grant is waiting the winner of the Josh Lewenberg-Dave Soriol matchup. Dave, of course, the last standing listener to the podcast, still in the tournament. and that will go down eventually. I'm not sure. I'm trying to get in touch with Josh right now. He might be on vacation, well deserved. But we'll plug these away over the next little while here, and we'll get the tournament done, hopefully by the start of the season. So that is my probably empty promise to you. Anyway, let's get to today's matchup. Vivek, Russell, are you guys ready for question number one? Do you have any questions about how this works?
I think I know the basic option of saying my name to answer. And, yep. You know, hopefully I'll have an answer.
Cool. All right. Let's get into it then. And let's get to question number one. Here it is. Vince Carter threw down 5 dunks during his dunk contest winning performance at Oracle Arena in 2000. Name or describe those dunks in order from first to last.
I don't think I can do that.
So don't buzz in.
Which is funny because I've seen it a million times, but.
All right.
Go ahead.
I will try. Okay, so. The first dunk. Well, okay. The last dunk.
We're going first to last, so you can't go last first. You have to just go first to last. Come on, dude.
Damn it. okay, so the first dunk was... the 360 windmill.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you if you're right until you... actually, if you go wrong, I'll tell you. But yeah, so that's correct. You got the first one right. Now keep going.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, he did the 360 windmill first. For the second dunk... I think he went ahead and did the through the leg second.
Eh. That is incorrect. Russell, would you like to try to steal?
Oh, jeez. Let's see. He did the 360 windmill first. I know that now. It's funny now because I've seen them so many times in highlight form. It's like I can't remember the actual...
Yeah, I could tell you all 5. I just can't remember the order.
Yeah.
It's almost like the question was meant to be difficult.
I know. I think East Bay Funk was fourth, and through the net with the arm was fifth.
No.
Why am I remembering that wrong?
So now I'm thinking he did the one where he went from out of bounds second. Is that the one?
Yes, the baseline 180. Is that the East Bay Funk dunk? I don't know what that means.
That's the through the legs thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, so that was third after the baseline 180 windmill, yeah.
Okay, so I think I got it now. So, yeah. So he did the out-of-bounds second, then he did the through the legs.
Yeah.
Then he did the elbow, and then he finished with the free throw.
Yes, the free throw right. From nowhere near the free throw line.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, nobody gets the point for that question, so we'll move on to the next question. Disappointing stuff, guys. Come on. It's the quarterfinals.
Step I'm only a 7 seed. I'm playing my expectations here.
If people remember, I really screwed up with the seeding.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're the 3 seed. I didn't really have any rhyme or reason to it. It's just that's how it worked.
Wait, how does 3 play 7?
Because 11, like there was an 11. Yeah, this makes sense, right? Yeah.
Okay.
3 play All 7. Right. Don't confuse me. I think I'm right.
Yeah, if seven beats two.
Yeah, because the 6, it would have been like 3-6, but the 6 lost to 11, yeah. So
okay.
Don't question my bracket building. It was totally fine. Just the seating was a little off. The committee was, not exactly the brightest. But anyway, let's move on to the next question. Question number 2. What song did the Basketball Jones guys parody in an effort to get Andrea Bargnani into the All-Star game?
Russell. Power by Kanye West.
That is correct. Russell, you were on the board with the first point of the game. I had that stuck in my head.
No one bad should have all that pasta.
No. So it was really weird. We were watching tennis, and I can't remember what match it was, but the sort of like grunts going back and forth almost sounded like the chanting in Power, and then that's what got this question into my head, because Power was stuck in my head for a while. It was weird. But anyway, moving on. Question number three. Here we go. A few questions here that are going to be championship run related. I figure we should go recent, considering recent events. Question three. How many different players will be receiving a ring for having been part of the 2018-19 NBA champion Toronto Raptors for at least one game?
Like, not including current Raptors?
It's guys who played in the 2018-19 season who will receive a ring for having played a game.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's how many. It's the number.
Yeah, well, technically they'll all get one, those that were on the roster and anyone who played during the year.
Yes.
Which of us wants to make a guess at this number first?
Someone's got to buzz in, or I'm giving no points to anybody.
Okay, let me do a count here, see if this is even worth doing.
Come on, someone be courageous. 10, 9, 8.
Okay, Russell.
Okay.
I might as well take a guess at it if you're going to count us down like that. So, obviously, DeLon, CJ, and Valanciunas. That's three. I want to talk through because you were counting down, by the way. Monroe, so that's four. I'm going to say I'm probably missing one or two little guys, so I'm going to say about two. It's probably in the 20. Let's say 23.
23 is incorrect, Vivek. You have a chance to steal. This is an insanely hard question. I'm sorry.
For the sake of, yeah, I'm like trying to think of the players in my head, and then I can't, like, I'm not smart enough to count them at the same time. So I'm just gonna go. Since Russell said 23, I'll go 22.
22 is the correct answer.
God damn.
Yeah. I thought it might be easier to like talk through in your head just because like there's 15 on the roster and then you factor in the guys who left, but you forget that there are a lot of guys who left, and so I'm sorry for making this so hard. The full list is OG Anunoby, Chris Boucher, Lorenzo Brown, Marc Gasol, Danny Green, Serge Ibaka, Kawhi Leonard, Jeremy Lin, Kyle Lowry, Jordan Lloyd, Patrick McCaw, Jody Meeks, CJ Miles, Malcolm Miller, Greg Monroe, Eric Moreland, Norman Powell, Malachi Richardson, Pascal Siakam, Jonas Valanciunas, Fred VanVleet, and DeLon Wright. All will be receiving rings as part of the championship team. So Vivek, you're on the board. What's that?
That sounds like 22.
Yep, that was 22. I think my counting's correct. I'm pretty sure it is. It's 1-1.
Oh, Eric Moreland.
Did you know that Eric Moreland, this is not a trivia question for today, I didn't realize that he hit a three for the Raptors this year and is now tied with Nigel Hayes as the all-time three-point leader in franchise history at 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you did not ask that.
Yeah, that would have been, I think, like if that question was mean, the Eric Moreland three-point thing would have been just downright cruel. Anyway, next one. On this question, question number four, there is a bonus point available if you get the first part of the question correct. So, here we go. Question four. How many points did Pascal Siakam score in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, a game the Raptors won 118-109? And for a bonus point, what was his exact shooting line from the field? So you can only get the second one if you get the first one.
Vivek?
Yeah.
He scored 26?
That is incorrect. Russell, it's over to you.
Russell, yeah. He scored 32.
That is correct. What was his shooting line in the game?
Oh, jeez, I don't know that. It was high, though. It was like he only missed a couple shots. It was like, why isn't that coming to me? I just read your damn book, too. was it like 12 for 15 or something?
It was 14 of 17. Close, but you do get the one point for getting the 32 points correct, so congrats on that. And you lead 2-1 through four questions. We move on to question number five. The Orlando Magic were not a particularly stout test for the Raptors in the opening round of this year's playoffs. No Magic player averaged better than 15.2 points per game in the series. Who led Orlando in total points scored in the series? The leading scorer for the Magic in the first round.
Total points. Okay, Russell.
Yep.
I'm just going to go with logic here and say it was probably... No, Vooch didn't play well. I was going to say Vooch, but he didn't play well. Aaron Gordon?
Aaron Gordon is the correct answer with 76 points scored. Just ahead of the patron saint of this podcast. Just ahead of the patron saint of this podcast, Terrence Ross, who had 66 points for number two on the team in the series.
He would have been worth a guess just for you, that being a ridiculous question that you would have asked if that had been the answer.
Almost would have been two on the nose for me, so I'm glad I didn't do it. So it's 3-1 now for Russell as we go into the fourth question. Don't fret, Vivek, there's still a chance for you to catch up here. In fact, there's even a bonus point available on the next question before the battle round and the final question. So, the sixth question here is, what was the two-man broadcast team for the first ever Raptors television broadcast? And for a bonus point, which other Canadian broadcaster called play-by-play for both the Raptors and Grizzlies on TSN between 1995 and 2001? So you got to get the first one before you get the second.
And you need the name, you need the name both, right?
Yes, for 1 point.
Shit.
Oh, man.
I'm stumped. I can name one, but not two.
Yeah, I know one, and the other name is like on the tip of my tongue.
Are you guys going to be so mad when you don't get it? Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two.
Are we doing any half points here?
No, but if you want to throw a guess out there, I mean.
Vivek.
Okay.
I'm going to say Leo Routens as the one.
Uh-huh.
On the first broadcast.
Well, I know the other one.
And I'm gonna go with John Saunders.
John Saunders and Leo Routens is the correct answer. Wow.
Yes.
Big clutch point for Big V. There's a bonus point
Saunders
available.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I was like looking at his face and I'm like, what is your name?
The funny thing was that wasn't gonna be my answer. It was actually Rob.
Rod Black. Rod Black did also call games, but not so much. He was not the one I'm talking about as the guy who also called Grizzlies games on TSN between 95 and 01. Do you guys, or Vivek, do you have the bonus answer available in your brain?
Oh, God. No, I mean, there's like, I don't even understand. I mean, for this Grizzlies game?
He was he did it for both the TSN had this like NBA package where they had Raptors and Grizzlies games, and this announcer called games for both during the first 6 years before he transitioned to other sports.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I wasn't even like in the country, so
yeah, fair
I
enough.
No idea.
All right. Well, it was Dan Shulman who now does Blue Jays games and
ESPN yeah, baseball. There's no way.
I don't remember him calling basketball at all, funny enough.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't know who he was then compared to knowing him now.
Yeah, fair enough. I just remember him doing Jays games with Rob Faults. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, going into the battle round, Russell leads 3-2. So, Russell, you will go first. But, again, for this round, a refresher, you'll go back and forth. No buzzing in for this one. Three strikes and you're out. And then the other person will just get a chance to guess until they also have three strikes or they have clinched the victory. Or all of the answers have been taken. Does that make sense to you guys?
Sort of.
Okay. Well, we'll learn on the fly.
It makes sense as you go through it, if I recall.
Yeah, okay. So, Russell, you will go first to answer this question. Here it is. 7 different Raptors appear on the top 10 list for most threes made in a single season. Name those 7 Raptors. So this is individual season three-pointers made.
Okay, but... Say that again?
So there's 7 different Raptors on the top 10 list for the individual seasons with the most three-pointers made by a player.
Okay, by a Raptors
yeah.
player.
So one guy did it 4 times, and then the rest okay. are all on their one. That's the hint I'll give you.
Okay, so the way you said that made me think that it was on the all-time list.
Oh, no. It's all different Raptors.
I was the same thing. I was like, how are there 7 Raptors in the all-time list?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Individual Raptors season. That's it. Yeah, sorry. So 7 okay. different guys have done it. One guy's done it 4, and then the rest have all done it 1 time. That'll be the hint I give you guys. Russell, you go ahead.
Well, I'll take the easy one to Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry is correct. He has done it 4 times. He has the 4 of the 5 best single-season three-point shooting seasons. So that's 1 point for you. Vivek, over to you.
Most threes in a season.
Yes.
I'll say Mo Pete.
Morris Peterson is correct. His season of 177 in 05-06 ranks as the 6th most threes by a Raptor in a single season. Russell, back over to you. The score is 4-3.
I remember that when Lowry originally broke that record, he was breaking Stoudemire's record.
Damon Stoudemire is correct. He was not breaking his record, actually. He was breaking Mo Pete's record. Stoudemire had 176, one fewer than Morris Peterson in the 1996-97 season.
So really?
Yep.
Why do I remember that differently?
I don't know. Just get your head checked. It's, it's 5-3. There are 4 answers remaining on the board. Vivek, you got to get at least 3 of them here.
Okay, I mean, I think... I'm pretty confident in this one. I will say Danny Green.
Danny Green is correct.
Yeah, that's my next one.
The 198 he made last year ranked as the 3rd most threes by a Raptor in a single season. So you get the point. It's 5-4. Nobody has any strikes. Russell, it's back over to you.
Okay, so we've done Lowry, Stoudemire, Vivek said Mo Pete, and Danny Green. So that leaves. I don't think Vince ever got up there. I don't think Calderon ever got up there. Sharpshooters. Capone?
Jason Capone is incorrect. That is your first strike, Russell. Score remains 5-4. Vivek, it goes back over to you. You have a chance to tie it up.
Yeah. I'm going to say CJ Miles just cuz.
CJ Miles just cuz is correct. In the 2017-18 season, he had 164 threes, the 10th most in a single Raptor season. We are all tied up at fives. I do not have a tiebreaker question written, so I'll have to get that on the fly. all right, Russell, it's back over to you. You have 1 strike. You have 2 points in the battle round, and it's 5-5 overall.
Okay.
2 answers remain on the board.
Okay, sharpshooters we've had. Volume sharpshooters. Said Capone, but that was a no. The hard thing about this is because, like, you remember guys like, think about Capone, I think about Del Curry, I think about all these guys that weren't, like, the volume wasn't the same back then. It's gotta be something recent. But I'm trying to remember now good shooters we've had in the past, like, 10 years. Lou
Williams is incorrect. That is your second strike. Vivek, it goes back over to you.
He must have been close.
Yeah, I was thinking that was a good guess.
I don't have the full list here. The Basketball Reference only gives you the top 10, so I can't tell how close he was. Must have been pretty close, though. But anyway, it goes back to Vivek. Two strikes for Russell. It's 5-5. Vivek, you have a chance to take the lead.
Shoot. Most threes in a single season. Who shot a lot of threes recently?
This is a really hard question.
It seems like you've been saying that a lot in this one.
Hey, I was rusty. I had to like find my sweet spot again. And boy, did I find it.
You know, I'm just going to take a chance anyway. Del Curry?
Del Curry is incorrect. That is your first strike. I don't hate the strategy, but...
Well, that's a good guess, and I kind of gave you that.
I was wondering, Russell, when you were just saying names, I was like, this is pretty reckless. I don't know.
Yeah, I realized that after the fact.
Yeah. But anyway, it goes back over to you, Russell.
I got two strikes already, don't I?
Yeah, you do. So you get this wrong, you will be out of guesses, and you will be at the mercy of Vivek.
Do I want that? Let me see. I am going to guess. No, I don't want to get this wrong. I'm between two people here in my mind, and I'm going to go for it just because I feel like this guy is probably on a lot of, like, sneakily on a lot of leaderboards for that one season, but Danielle Marshall.
Danielle Marshall is incorrect. I was stunned that he wasn't on this list. I'm stunned, but no, he's not on the list.
I thought that would have been it.
I thought so too.
Man, he must have been close too.
Yeah.
I see the top 20 lit after this.
Okay, so that's three strikes for Russell. The score is still 5-5. Vivek, you have two shots here at the win. Two guys left on the board. You have two strikes remaining.
I have two strikes remaining. Okay. See, now the more I think about the sharpshooters is like none of them – actually averaged decent enough points where I think that they made enough threes.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just thinking, Mike James?
Mike James is correct. 169 threes in 05-06, number 9 on the all-time list.
That was exactly the other guy I was going to guess. I was like, that's where I came up with. I was like, okay, the two, those like outlier seasons, those people that like weren't doing it over and over and over again, but like Don Marshall had that one really excellent season, and Mike James had that one season where he was...
I'm not going to lie, Russell. When you said, you know, outlier season, when you were describing Danielle, I was like, who had those... that one crazy season.
Crap. Well, I guess the wrong crazy season.
So Vivek, with a score of 6-5, a 4-2 comeback in the battle round, you'll be moving on to the semifinals to take on John Chick. Congratulations. Would you guys like to know the other guy who was in the top 10 single season Raptors 3-point seasons?
Of course.
Or you can guess if you want, Vivek, if you want to rack up your plus minus.
Rack up my plus minus. Take one. Okay, so if I could take one more guess. Because I love him so much, I want to say Anthony Parker, but I feel like, again, he didn't average enough points to have made enough threes.
Yeah, he was not on the list.
I'm gonna maybe this was a sneaky one, but I'll just say Jalen Rose.
Not Jalen Rose. I think you guys could go for a very long time and not guess it. It kind of messed me up.
Okay, just give it to us then.
The 1996-97 season, the same season Damon Stoudemire hit 176, Walt Williams hit 175.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Walt Williams. Kind of crazy. Well,
I'm definitely glad that Russell didn't say Mike James, because there's no way. There's absolutely no way I was getting Walt Williams.
No.
That season, he was actually awesome for the Raptors. He played 73 games, started all 73, played 36 minutes a game, averaged 16.4 points, 5 boards, 2.7 assists, 1.3 steals, and shot 40% on 6 threes a game, which is extremely not 96-97.
No, I somehow managed to forget that entirely.
Yeah. He ended up being pretty high in ranking every Raptor just because his counting stats were, like, pretty nuts. By the way, that's coming by the end of the week. People, stay tuned. The ranking every Raptor update. But, yeah, Walt Williams.
Well, there goes my dream of playing Dan Grant in the finals, but...
That would have been fun. It would have been a reuniting of your former podcast. Unfortunately,
exactly.
That is not going to be. Vivek Jacob, you have moved on to the semifinals in the Mike James region. You will play John Chick for the title of the Mike James region to move on to the final against one of Dan Grant.
Isn't that fitting?
So, yeah, I know. Just,
oh, yeah.
So
didn't even put that together. Also, I'm glad that I just came up with a tiebreaker question on the fly, because I'll just use that in the next trivia round. So
he's
making my job easier by making me sweat here, guys. I really appreciate it. Russell, do you have anything to say in defeat?
You can all suck it. No, good luck, Vivek. I'm now rooting for you as the guy that beat me. You know that thing where
you
lose to the eventual champion, then it's kind of like, okay.
I'm the exact same, yeah. No, I do the same thing. And honestly, I mean, you kind of gave me an assist on two of my answers, so.
All right, so remember me when they start giving out championship rings that I should get one.
Yeah, yes, I'll put your name on the trophy that I probably won't get made up.
You'll be one of the 22 on my list.
Vivek, do you have anything to say in victory? Do you want to gloat a little bit? Just dance around on Russell's grave? What do you got?
No, not really, man. A lot of respect for Russell.
Thanks, man.
And he kind of had me in the bag. So
look, man, if someone was gonna get the Walt Williams answer, it would probably be Russell, because Russell's like very much ahead for the early days. Him and Dan, actually, they have that area locked down. So, kind of disappointing we didn't get it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on today's edition of the Locked On Raptors Trivia Tournament. It has been a long time. Very glad it's back. I'll get in touch with Josh and Dave, and we'll get them to do the other quarterfinal, and we will get the semis and the finals all hammered out as well over the course of the next month or so here. I'm not going to give a hard schedule because I don't know what people's schedules are going to look like, because it's September and people take time off, as Vivek is about to do. All right, that will do it. Please subscribe, rate, review, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. Also, if you are a hockey person, if you are a fan of a hockey team, if you are a sports media person who does podcasting or wants to get into podcasting and want to cover a hockey team every single day the way I cover the Raptors every single day, there is an opportunity for you. I have been charged with building the Locked On NHL Network, and I'm in the midst of putting together lists of hosts and stuff. We only have like 5 shows that are spoken for right now, so there's a lot of opportunity. If you are interested, please go to my Twitter. I posted a Google form for you to fill out just for some basic information so I can get in touch with you and see your stuff and all that good stuff. So the Locked On NHL Network is coming to you, and I am the purveyor of said Locked On NHL Network, and I look forward to hearing from you if you're interested in hosting a show on that network. All right, that is going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to Vivek and Russell for joining me on today's round of trivia as well, and we will talk to you next time with another episode of Locked On Raptors.